we've been on quite a journey from a facility standpoint over the last couple of years. Beginning back in the fall of 2021, when we knew we were going to be allocated ESSER funds, we had $3.8 million that were provided to the school district, and we knew that 20% of those dollars needed to be for student learning loss. And so that was the initial conversation that you guys, the board, had in I believe it was August of 2021. And the question, the consideration at that time was, is how do you want to use these dollars? How do you want to allocate? What does that look like? And we initially stepped off and said, you know, you could do a lot from a remodel and a renovation standpoint before we knew inflation skyrocketed and went through the roof. But we took a step back and we engaged with architects and construction managers in that fall. We asked Consolidated Construction to come in and do a facilities assessment study for you. And so that was completed in October of 2021. And the number came back at about $26 million in October. That was comprehensive across the school district, K-12. If you are going to hire a contractor, go through a bid process, have them come in top to bottom, inside and out, roofs to mechanical systems, ADA, security, everywhere else in between, the estimated cost at that point was $26 million. About that same time frame, we had asked JLG to put together some school designs, with the idea being is that instead of remodeling, renovating the schools, what would the cost be in order to be able to replace that? And so there were some designs that were put together for our 712 facility. Based on the feedback from our stakeholders when we held public forums, they said, while you're looking at the 712 facility, you may as well look at the 412 facility. You may as well look at the K-12 facility. And so if you remember back again to the fall of 2021, we came back and said cost estimates for a 712 facility would be somewhere around $40 million. And we thought, this is feasible. And based on what our bond levels were and the dollars that we would be able to levy through a referendum, we thought that, again, that was something that we wanted to continue to track. So it was about December of that year, November, December, that we hired School Perceptions. It was a survey company. And we sent a survey out to our stakeholders. And we asked for the response before we were going to make a decision on whether or not you were going to call for a referendum or a vote. You wanted the feedback from your stakeholders. So we sent out a survey. School Perceptions sent out surveys through the mail. We did some electronic surveys, got that information back. I would say that the information, the feedback that we received there was kind of all over across the board. We had parents, staff members that were overwhelmingly in support of the project, 8 out of 10, that said, yes, move forward. We want to replace the existing infrastructure. We had agriculture, senior citizens that were our lowest category that were concerned. I always go back and quote Ryan. We kind of shot out of the cannon like a rocket in that fall. And so there's about 15-18% of the population that said, we don't know yet. We don't have enough of the information. And so we need more to be able to make an informed decision. And so that was, again, about December and January. And so we hit pause for a couple months with the intent to let the ideas. We went through two public forums that fall, trying to collect feedback. We had conducted, again, the survey. And so for about 2 months there, we just sat and let the information process. In the spring of the year, we reassembled and sat down with stakeholder groups and took all the information that we had compiled. And went back to the drawing board went back to contracted service and said, give us an update on where costs were. If you remember back, Rich does quite well, it's 2021-2022. Rich is with McGough Construction, and thanks for being here, Rich. What happened over 2021-2022 was inflation. On the backside of COVID, we went from estimated cost construction of about $40 million. By the end of 2021, 2002, we were getting new numbers at about $65 million for a 712 school. The K-12 school was over $100 million. Again, we recognize that the dollars that we had available with support of the public maxed out at $40 million. So we had a gap from $40 million to $65 million that at that time, at the conclusion of exploring the future of school facilities, we felt was insurmountable. Given the economic climate, inflation, how it was hitting individuals, we didn't feel like there was a means to be able to bridge from $40 million to $65 million, even if you consider private donations and a capital campaign. So that was the end of May. We kind of closed the book on the study for new school facilities. We came back together in August of 2022 and said, okay, new facilities, that was, again, we hit the dead end because of the financial roadblocks with that, not being able to afford to pay the school. So let's take a different approach to this. Let's look at remodel and renovation. In the midst of that, we said, we have current facility needs also that we need to take care of. We propose increasing the building fund. And so again, this was in the fall of 2022. Very publicly, very transparently, we went forth to the public believing we had the authority to be able to increase that building fund, to be able to address the immediate needs, in addition to looking at studying our current infrastructure and trying to bring about renovation and remodel. So that fall, we increased the building fund to 20. We again re-engaged back with JLG. We asked for them to come in and to look at consolidating. We were gonna replace this building and try to create some efficiencies by moving the district office, combining that with the 712 offices. We were gonna add a district storage building, add some security, upgrade Jefferson and Washington Elementary. Conclusion through that process in 22-23 is we determined that that route, even if we address part of our capital maintenance needs, was about $15 million, $12 to $15 million. And so in the midst of exploring our options last year, 22-23, board members, you directed administration to take a deeper dive in looking at the two options that we had on the table for us from 21-22 with the new school facility options and the roadblocks we hit there to last year looking to remodel renovations and knowing that $10 to $15 million was going to be put into addressing safety and security, some mechanicals, trying to create some efficiencies, but continuing to operate with the three schools where we were, knowing that over and above that remodel renovation, we were still gonna have capital maintenance needs because it wasn't going to address the complete $26 million that subsequently increased because of inflation when we redid capital maintenance in January of 2023 to $37 million. So 10 to 15 million was, again, a smaller percentage of what our overall capital maintenance needs were gonna be. So last spring, you again directed administration, let's form some advisory groups. And so Darren worked his mathematical wizardry and came up with a really, I think, just a great demonstration when you start looking at investment of your resources and what the return on that investment is. And so we looked at, again, the dollars put in. If you go to a $20 million referendum or a $30 million referendum, by comparison of you bite the bullet and you get some outside resources and can build a new school. And so we presented that information along with the information that we had compiled over 2 years to advisory groups. That included staff members, that included community leaders, that included young adults, that included senior citizens, representatives from rural, agriculture, business, who am I missing? Students. And through those meetings and conversations, I think the information not I think, but the information that we received back overwhelmingly was that the best course of action would be to not take local resources through a vote, a referendum, and plug those into the existing infrastructure. And the reason why was because of the age and the high cost of $37 million in order to be able to address that. The comments made kind of repeatedly over and over is, we're putting lipstick on the pig, we're kicking the can down the curb, and in 20, 30 years, a new board, new administration is gonna be back in the same position because this is only gonna address some of the issue, and because of the age of facilities, you're gonna have more costs 20 years from now. And so the proposal at that point from those committees was look at outside resources. Continue, keep your eye on focused on new infrastructure in the best interest of now and in the future for the community. And so recognizing that there was financial restrictions with that, they recommended, as we proposed, creating a coalition and pursuing state dollars in supplemental funds to be able to help school districts such as ours, that when we ask our taxpayers to contribute to a project such as this, by comparison of larger school districts, that has a much more sizable impact on our taxpayers, let alone the fact that our ceiling is limiting in our ability to be able to address facilities. And so that's where we ended last year. We made the decision at that point and said, we are going to allocate limited resources for the time being while we pursue state dollars into the 712 infrastructure. And so we pulled back, we scaled back in terms of summer maintenance projects. We did, thankfully, update some of the ventilation air systems at Jefferson and Washington. That was part of the projects that we did last year, and I think that's proved quite successful this year, particularly as we've been able to use those units throughout the year, not only for the air conditioning that was well received in the fall, but supplemental heating in the winter as well. And so that's the process that we've been following throughout this year and has gotten us to this point. Through those conversations and discussions, again, throughout the district, we have continued to come back to the table and recognizing that when we identified that we did not have the authority to levy the 20 mils in our billing fund, we made the correction with that. We provided the refund back to the taxpayers for the 4 years where that action was taken to go above. And so we are at 10 mils. We recognize that the dollars that are brought in through the 10 mils for the ages of our facilities, being over 60 years old, does not meet our needs. So the conversation was, do we increase the billing fund? And that's been the conversation now for several months, recognizing right now that we still have a lot of things on the table. We have continued to lead the school construction coalition process, engaging a lot of different school districts in North Dakota. We've twice presented to a legislative school funding task force. We'll have a third presentation coming up yet this spring with the intent, the hope that a bill will be drafted that'll be presented during the legislative session, and that there's going to be an appetite from legislators to recognize the need, the growing need across the state of North Dakota, to be able to provide supplemental fundings to school districts. And so I'm leery right now, board members, and just my thought processes, and I think they've changed a little bit over the last few months. I'm leery to recommend an increase to the billing fund now, believing that the finish line, so to say, or the date at which we will know whether or not the state's going to provide funding or not going to provide funding is about 13 or 14 months from now. So the legislative session 2025 will begin next January. The session will be done mid to late April in 2025. And so again, about 13 months from now. What I'm worried about is if we go and you guys approve a resolution to call for a vote to increase the billing fund, we go through the processes of providing education, holding public forums with our public, with the intent that we take those dollars, invest those into our local resources, and then 12 months from now, we're back with a proposal either to remodel or renovate if we don't get state dollars, and or if we get supplemental dollars, with the idea being in order to be able to supplement local resources for a new school. It's two asks in a period of about 12 to 15 months. And I'm concerned that if you take the action now, that it may lead to some frustration, unnecessary frustration, and potentially delay a decision 12 to 15 months from now. The obvious concern is at the end of this year, we're gonna have about $500,000 in our building fund. And so by not going back to the public and asking for an increase of that, there's risk with that. The risk is that our 1972 boiler over across the street has issues next winter. We have some other sort of catastrophic failure of the system. Again, we're operating out of aging facilities, and what are our options then? And so that's the risk that we run by not going back right now and asking the public to support and increase our building fund.